host Keith the Madman, coming straight to you with movies, cigars, and a brew. Discussing movies while kicking back, whether they are good or they're bad. With the hottest movies and non-release, I am talking about details and what I see. So tune into the podcast while I vent with reviews, news, and nonsense, yeah.
Oh, I just love that opening. I have to assume you do as well. This is Keith. This is Movie Cigars and a Brew, and I'm going to talk to you about a new movie that's coming out very soon. The movie is Vacation. It is an update, I'd call, to an old series. I wouldn't call it a remake. It's a continuation of the story. In this, we get to see what has happened to Rusty after all of these years. He lives in Chicago with his wife, Debbie, who's played by Christina Applegate, and two sons, James Griswold and Kevin Griswold, played by Skylar Gisondo and Steele Stebbins. This is, you know, there's a lot of nods to the original. There's even a few moments where they do a sort of speaking directly to the camera type of thing in a funny fashion, that this is indeed a movie that stands on its own, you know, and is not like the original, with some funny nods to the fact that there are two boys in this one instead of a boy and a girl. And you do get to see his sister as well, his sister Audrey. So she's played by Leslie Mann, who was married to Chris Hemsworth, and his name is Stone, and Chris Hemsworth does his best job at a Southern accent in this movie, which I don't know if he quite pulls off, but it was kind of interesting to see him in this role. Overall, this movie is different from a tonal aspect of the originals. I have fond memories of the original Vacation series. There was a sarcastic element to it that I honestly think those movies really can stand the test of time. In this one, we have Rusty, who is a regional airline pilot who's sort of put upon and sort of loserish, that somehow got married to an amazing Christina Applegate, who kind of seems like she should have been out of his league, and they have two kids. You know, during one scene, even though Rusty seems to try very hard in his life, he seems to come off as the loser, and he hears his wife complaining about how horrible their family vacations are, especially as their friends are all going off to Paris. So, therefore, you know, Rusty has the great idea that he's going to rekindle the vacation magic by taking his kids and his wife to Wally World, as his father did, as we all remember Chevy Chase's role. So that they embark upon a similar adventure with some funny things with strange automobiles and, you know, basically, if you look at the way that it was kind of, it was updated in such a way that a lot of the humor is pretty modern in its darkness and vulgarity. And I typically, I don't shy away from the vulgar aspects of comedy at all. However, for some reason in this series and in this movie, it didn't quite come off quite as well-placed. There was definitely a few moments in the movie where I just felt like the vulgar aspects were sort of gratuitous and, you know, definitely earned them an R rating. And I just, I don't know if it kind of spoke to me that it was in line with what the original was. But, hey, I don't even know, because, to be honest with you, I don't think I ever saw the, you know, the more risque elements when I was young, because I think when I saw those movies, they were edited for TV. So part of probably what I think is shaped by that fact, and maybe there was some more, you know, I know the original one was rated R, so I assume that there was probably some elements to it that that earned that. But there was a few things in this one that just seemed like they were over the top and almost unnecessary. That being said, I wanted to like the movie, I think, but it just comes across as trying too hard to be be in that modern Hangover type vein a little bit. And, you know, here's the thing about the original. The original was sort of something that transcended its time. It was satirical. It had comedic elements that sort of went beyond what you would normally be able to, you know, put in that time, and you would look at it later and be able to say that was a great movie. I don't think you're going to go and look back at this movie in 10 years and say that this was an amazing movie in any way. It feels much more like an also-ran in, you know, in a lot of dark comedies of the time. It does not stand out to me in that way. Not horrible, but not really what you'd really want to see. I mean, at the end of the day, I am going to give this movie a C+. I don't know if there'll be another one. I don't know how well it's going to do at the box office. But for me, just didn't quite hit it. Until next time.